right, everybody. This is Stelly FD.
And Heat and Shot.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to do a rapid-fire tip-only episode about landing pages.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So we've never done this before.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of an experiment. Heaton is just like, he's standing up from his chair. He's like, I need energy. I need to stand for this. I'll do the same. I'll follow suit. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about landing pages, but instead of just giving you tips or general thoughts on this topic, we'll go back and forth. Anything we can think of people should
whatever
do or not do.
Whatever pops in our heads about landing pages that everyone should know.
Yes. So
ready, Stelly?
Yeah, let's get started.
All right.
So I'll go first. The first tip on landing pages, don't waste too much time on it. Version one, do it in like 5 minutes, go.
And I'm going to give you the best hack. Copy a competitor, word for word if you have to. Just don't jack their stuff.
Good one. My next tip on landing pages is go to a fucking Starbucks. Once you've put it together, even if it's just on a piece of paper, you've mucked it up, you've written down the words, go to a Starbucks or coffee shop and just show it to a number of people and ask them, if you landed on this page, what do we do? What is compelling about it? If you had to explain it to the person next to you, how would you explain it?
All right, riffing on you again. ask a relative.
Ooh, a non-technical relative?
Non-technical relative.
Nice, I like that. That's challenging. That's going to be challenging to people. My next tip on landing pages is ask yourself who is the persona, who is the type of person that I want to attract to you, who is my customer, and then make sure that the choices you've made align with who that person is. So if your customer is like some super senior executive in large, very like conservative organizations, don't have a pink landing page with a few young teenagers. Like a lot of times people use stock photos and color schemes that if you ask yourself, who are they serving? It's just complete misalignment between the color scheme and the images and who the customer is. So make sure that you've thought about the customer, and then you make sure that the colors, the images, all of this speaks to the customer.
Yeah, I mean, for example, if you've got a product that helps people with hearing, right? There's a demographic for it.
Yes.
Right? You probably want to capture people that really have that problem. And it's a shame when I see like, you know, that's usually for more elderly people, right? In most cases. And I'll go see middle-aged people on those sites. Now, if they tested it or something and it worked better, great, good for them, right? As always, test things. But when you don't have volume or anything, you have to make the best guess. The best guess, as Stelly was saying, is aligned with your audience.
The next tip that I'm going to give is say what the fuck it is you're doing and say it early.
Okay, let's go good and bad on this.
Yes.
Give a bad one.
A bad one is the future of content marketing as your headline.
World-class content marketing software.
Is that a good
one? That's a bad one.
That's a bad one. Yeah, but, bad ones. Okay,
bad
I was like, I was confused. I was like, is this a good one? What the hell? All right, so another bad one would be the world-class analytics, content publishing, and automation software for marketing and sales professionals. Like something like that. It's super
really long and windy, doesn't make any sense.
Super broad, includes everything that they could think of.
Yeah, so if we're staying negative, I think one of my biggest pet peeves is when people just say something generic. Like the fastest way to create a project, right? Mm. Or the fastest way to complete a project, okay? And then they don't back it up. So that's usually bad unless you're backing it up. And even then, it's usually bad, and it's not a value prop people care about anymore. Fast, cheap, whatever, they don't care.
Everyone
can say that.
I like that, and I like that because I'm going to piggyback on that for something else I don't like, which is the promise of solving a problem that's very small to people. Like, you know, ask yourself, are people really dying because creating a project takes too much time? Is that really the problem people care about? Is that what keeps them up at night? Oh my God, I wish there was a way to create a project a little bit faster. Like, that's not what keeps people up. So, and that goes back to whatever it is that you're solving, go out there and talk to customers, do customer development and figure out what is it that they truly are passionate about and what do they truly care about versus what are the nicey to haves, and don't put words in people's mouths. Hey, if we could do this faster, would you like that? Of course people will say, sure, but does this keep you up at night? Are you going to give me $100 right now if I solve this problem? Nope. That's not as important.
So the related one to that is, you know, in your copy, focus on how you can be a painkiller, not a vitamin, right? Vitamins tend to have those generic copy and those things that people don't care about. Painkillers are like when you see it on the page and you just think if some – like people – all you got to think when you see a landing page really is like – and I guess we're back on the tip. So it's like look at the landing page, look at the copy and be like, can someone understand what problem it solves for them? Because if they can't, it's likely the landing page is not very effective.
Next tip is if you are incredibly creative and funny, use it. If you're not, don't.
So don't try to be cute.
Don't try to be cute. Don't try to be different. Don't try to be funny for the sake of those things. If it's effective and if you're great at it, awesome, awesome. I've seen some landing pages that are really wacky and cool and effective, awesome. But I also see people that are just trying to force that, and you look at it and you go, oh my God, why are they doing this? Like, this is obviously a really bad idea. And when you ask them about the numbers back up that this isn't just working. But people have fallen in love with the quirky line there, and they've convinced themselves that it's brilliant, but it's not about that. It's about results.
Okay, another one, logos. Like, these companies use us.
Yes.
Every SaaS tool is used by every company now. So the logos are everywhere, and you can get logos really easily. I've tested it, and logos in most markets, most sites, don't actually help you anymore.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting one. One that I didn't know.
Person, quote, logo, all good.
Huh.
Right? Because it's tied together, use case, people. But when it's just a bunch of logos, they don't mean anything.
Yeah. Oh, on that tip, don't fucking lie. Please. And to me, one way of lying is when you're trying to be super cheeky in the sense that you use, you know, Coca-Cola's logo, and then there's maybe some person that makes a quote that's like, I don't even know a good example.
This is as easy as drinking a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Or sometimes you can just tell if you really read what's going on, you can tell they try to trick you here.
Yeah.
Or they use some bullshit thing. Yeah. And this is a lot of times the case with the S scene on. And then you look at it and it's like, yes, the founder as seen on, and it's basically this industry was covered by Forbes magazine.
Not your company.
Not your company. Don't fucking lie to me or trick me, because if I find out, that's the start of distrust. Our relationship.
Yeah.
Distrust. That's a shitty way of starting a relationship.
So they
don't
need to
do
trust
it.
You right when they hit the landing page.
Yeah.
And in some markets, it's tougher, like finance and stuff like that. Right?
Again, if you there's an exception to this rule, which is if you're exceptionally funny and you know what you're doing. There's a guy out there that's like a internet marketing dude, and he has his landing page said something like, John enjoys reading, and then it's like Time Magazine and all these things. He also has read books. And if you just look at the logos, it looks super impressive. But then if you read it, it's funny, right? It's funny, and it works because he's selling to a specific audience. Yeah. He had a little bit of wit. He's like, ha-ha, this is funny. This guy is smart.
Yes.
But it was not like this guy's trying to trick me necessarily, right? Yeah. So it's a fine line. But don't lie to people. Don't put in anything that's deceiving.
I think the tip I'm going to give on this one, the next tip I'm going to give is that something you said, but we should make it a tip, which is whatever we say could be completely opposite for your site and your audience, right? Yes. These are just tips of things that people generally don't think about. Usually these are, SaaS sites or even like e-commerce sites make a lot of these similar mistakes. So I just wanted to point that out and make sure people knew that regardless of the tips, you got to learn and do things for your audience. I think that's probably the best tip is learn about the audience. So if you're scared to talk to them or pop up surveys on your site or anything, one easy way to learn about your audience is just look at Google Analytics and see where they're coming from. You could probably learn a ton, about them just based on where they're coming from, right?
I love that. I'll piggyback on that, which is, Heaton is right. The only person that truly matters is your customer, right? Their opinion, the results you're generating. With that being said, if you're seeking advice, make sure you don't seek advice from people that are very different from your customer, right? Yeah. So if your customer is like 12-year-old teenagers, don't go to retired military sergeants and ask them what they think about your landing page. They might have really good ideas and good observations, but their instincts might be totally harmful to the result that you're trying to generate because your audience is so different.
Yeah.
So get advice and get tips from people that are your audience, most and foremost. Not necessarily even just experts. All right, so back to you.
Yeah, I had another one, but I might have lost. Oh, yeah, this is a pet peeve of mine. So pick the right tool for your stage and your speed, right? I hate seeing like really small startups start using Marketo when it's not an appropriate tool for them, when they should be using Unbounce.
Yes.
Or they should be using Squarespace. Or they can just add a page to their WordPress blog.
WordPress, yes.
Right? It's like, or they should be using lead pages because it plugs into WordPress or whatever, right?
Yes.
So I see so many people picking the heavy tool just because someone knows how to use it, but they don't realize how long it takes to set up.
I don't even think in many cases it's because people know how to use it. It's, I think, because people have this perception that if they buy something, quote unquote, very professional, it's going to make them better and their landing page better.
No. When you buy something professional, it means it has a lot of features.
Yes. Not necessarily that your landing page is going to be better or your results. I mean, to be fair, this is a way of effective marketing is a lot of people buy, you know, certain company software because they want to have the success that company has.
That's right.
Not necessarily the product.
That's right.
Right? And this has been effective to companies even like us. Like some people will buy our product because they associate us with sales thought leadership. That's they want to have sales success. So they're like, let's buy that software.
It's a brand thing.
It's absolutely a brand thing. So another thing, don't spend more time on creating the landing page than you do on driving traffic to it, creating results with it. This is another, I think, very tempting thing is let's spend 2 weeks designing this landing page and then we'll be spending 5 minutes promoting it or getting some traffic to it. Like this is disproportionate. You should be spending the majority of time hustling, getting traffic to that page, generating results, and then iterating and improving on it than all your time designing the perfectly most beautiful. And beautiful is another tip. The beautiful is irrelevant on the landing page. The most beautiful looking thing as a landing page. Don't waste your time with busy work here.
Yeah, that's right. Or work that you don't think is busy work, but it's really busy work because it's not leading you to your goal. The one thing I see, though, is like we've talked about audience and gave a lot of tips on that. The thing that bugs me, though, is that people are either they're lazy or they don't know any better, right? I'm not sure. But no matter what your audience is or what product you're selling, you can go figure out the objections they have. You just need to know where to look or start Googling because there's forums out there, there's email lists out there, there's reviews of things out there. You should try to get a very clear idea of what the objections are or what the problems are with the other products in the market or even people's needs. Like it's like, what do they actually need? And you don't even have to talk to a single soul. You can use the internet to figure that out just by being maniacal about reading the reviews of competing products or other products that do the same thing that you're proposing to do.
Love that.
And copy that stuff.
All right. So let's talk about call to actions.
Yeah.
There you go. That got a reaction out of him. I don't even think I'm an expert on this, but, you know, okay. So simple things. Please don't have multiple ones, just one. I mean, these seem so obvious and still people make that mistake.
One call to action on the page to start with.
One call to action, focus on what's the most important thing you want them to do. And then there's many things about what should be on the call to action.
Like don't make it generic. So don't make it like sign up now.
Yes.
Make it more like if it's a dating site, instead of sign up now, make it like find matches.
Yes.
Like match.com.
Yes. Right. So you basically promise some of the benefit already.
And tie it to your copy. Right, yes. You've already like talked about like you know you're the best way to find a match to marry, right? Like, is it sign up now or is it find me a match?
It's also not if it's like the best site to find your match. Then the button doesn't say find my partner.
That's right.
It's find my match. That's it's like right. Use the same language that you use
somewhere
else.
Repetition like that's really powerful.
Yeah, and on that note, also, I mean, this doesn't just go for the call to action, but if you advertise to get people to your landing page, make sure that whatever you promise in that ad is delivered on that landing page. Make sure it looks similar.
Make sure it's aligned, right?
It's aligned. Yeah, we had an episode about alignment.
Yeah.
All right, what else? How many more tips do we have before we're going to wrap this up?
We have a bunch more. We can keep going.
All right, you go. What's your next tip? I love that. It's like, we got a ton more. Like, what is like, the next like, tip?
The problem with landing pages are like whatever we say might not work. And I know I've said this already, but like the biggest problem I've seen is that, oh, I have a landing page and now I need to drive traffic to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think you mentioned, you alluded to that, right?
Yeah.
But it's like if you can figure out how to do your homework, then the landing page will at least be really good. Really good meaning it addresses somebody's problem or pain against whatever product you have, right? Then actually you can start doing all kinds of things that are even just wide. Post it on Facebook. Do you know anyone that, you know, is a lawyer? Well, I've got a tool for that, right? Just put it on Facebook and throw it up and just start getting traffic because you need something. But when you don't do your homework, then you can't say something like that, right? And the homework has to do with your audience and stuff like that. So I think a lot of times people worry about finding the most targeted audience when if you actually have a targeted landing page, even if you don't have any other way to get targeted traffic, you can just start throwing it out kind of wide, right? And it does work. It just only works if your landing page is really good, right? And you align it with some audience and some real value prop. Because then their friends will see it and be like, oh yeah, I know a lawyer. And yeah, I've heard them talk about that problem. So I should send it to them.
Mm, right? I like that. I really like that. So that actually points to not a tip, but a question that I have, which is what results are good enough results? Maybe that's even a separate episode we should do once, because I see people all the time, they put a landing page together or any number of other thing that will test their idea, their hypothesis, and then they get some results, something. Oh, you know, we put up the landing page and whatever, we generated some traffic and we had, you know, 50 people sign up. This must be a valid idea. And I'm not sure that's always the case, right?
If you said we tried 5 different pages and this one got 50, all the rest got like under 20, then I'd be like, all right. Well, if they were comparative, then maybe that one was better if the audience you were throwing it out was the same or you were just trying to evaluate what idea to do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I don't care about the 50 signups. I care about what you did with them.
Yeah.
So did those 50 signups lead to X, Y, and Z conversations?
Yeah.
Right? What'd you learn from them? And then what are you going to change?
Yeah.
Right? So as long as it's more whether it's lean startup or some feedback loop, it's like you put it out there. The goal is usually not how many signups did I get. It's usually what did I learn? Right.
This leads to a powerful tip, which is a lot of times, again, we spend all our time putting the landing page together, getting signups, and then we do jack shit, nothing with those signups.
Oh, we don't email them?
We don't email them.
Yeah.
Or we might email them once.
Yeah.
But never again.
No, you got to keep them around.
What? Like, just you worked so hard to get that sign up. Now you need to squeeze the most out of it. And most companies don't do that. Most companies will either never email those people. Oh, we have 100 signups. Cool. When did you get them? About 9 months ago when we did this test. What did you do with them in the meantime? Nothing. Well, then you almost don't have
any.
Right? Because these people don't know who you are.
They forgot about you. When you email them, they're not going to do anything.
Yeah, it's like a cold email now.
That's
it's not
right.
warm
yeah.
anymore. Right?
No.
So emailing these people
do
multiple
something.
Times, ask them questions, get on a call with them, find out things.
Learn,
right? Learn and grow with them. A big one. What else do we got?
And we can talk about deeper, right? Like, okay, somebody signs up on this use case is interesting, right? A lot of people will throw up landing pages now for things that are either early access or just to learn. Right. Even if you have a running business, even a large one, you can throw up a page just to learn about a value prop or whatever. A lot of people are doing this. Right. What people don't really think about is after someone fills in the email, what's the next logical step they do? And after that, what's the next logical step they should do?
Mm.
And if you can figure that out, then you might even be able to get people to share that landing page. And all of a sudden, every person that comes, some percentage of them end up sharing and it ends up being a flow.
Yeah.
So you just think of a landing page. Oh, I got their email. I'm done.
Yeah.
Right? But you have their email now, and even if you don't have a product or anything, you can give them something for free on that next page, right? Or you can guide them through giving you more information. I love the idea of an email than a survey or whatever, right? So the other thing I love also, I might have gave this tip before, but it's like I love it when you're just opting people into like a consultation or something like that. So if you're doing landing pages and it's really early in your startup, try to get a conversion that's not just an email, right? Get more information from them. Get on a call with them because they signed up for a consultation or whatever it may be.
I love that. That's a great tip. And I think we're going to wrap it up on that one.
Wrap it up.
I don't know how many tips we've given. We're going to measure those later. But it's definitely the highest tip density episode we've ever done. So let us know
what you think.
Yeah, let us know if you like this rapid fire kind of format.
Yeah.
And if there's any topics where you want us to do this again, tweet at us and let us know.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya.